Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
Week two in my closet. Actually, not a closet, Wilbon. It's the attic. There's a closet in the attic, and there's a bathroom in the attic. But let's get to the sports. There's a report from Sky Sports Germany that Wimbledon will be canceled. Not postponed, canceled. Apparently, there are agronomy issues with the grass in the late summer and the fall. If they don't have it when they normally have it, it's over. What do you make of this decision?
Tony, I never thought of it. You and I have been to Wimbledon each a number of times, and we both love it.
Yeah.
And you just sort of take it in. And when you walk first into that stadium and you look out and you see the grass, particularly in the big stadium, it's like, oh, my God. And I never thought about what it takes to keep it. You just think, okay, it rains a lot in England, you know, and it gets warm enough, the grass must be fine. Not the case. And my first thoughts competitively were of Roger Federer and Serena, who are both, you know, going to turn 39 years old in a few months. And how many chances do they have? And does this alter the path for them at Wimbledon, the chance of winning it one more time? So those were my initial thoughts.
Let me get to that second point first. And I know you yell at me every time I say this. They're done. They're going to be 39 next year. They're not winning majors now. Serena in particular, this is, to me, their last best shot. And so I am going to write them off, and I hope I'm wrong. Let me go back to the beginning, though. People need to understand that Wimbledon is by far the most important tennis tournament. The U.S. Open is second. It is a distant second. Holding up the trophy at Wimbledon is the biggest deal you can have in tennis. This is, to me, again, to your point of having been there a few times, this is feels sad to me. And people are going to say, Mike, well, you can play it on a different surface. The U.S. Open used to be on grass, and now it's on hard court. No, no. This is a grass tournament, period. This hits home in ways that I'm not sure it has for other sports for me. How about you?
Tony, it does. I keep thinking as I just sit around and read. I'm reading a lot of history. And sporting events were canceled for World War II, and sometimes for more than 1 year. And the Olympics, I think, twice canceled during that period. And so, not postponed, but canceled. So I'm thinking, okay, you know what? Historically, we've done this. Wimbledon will be fine on the other side. But it makes me sad, too. It's one of the highlights of my year, too. I mean, I played some high school tennis. I played tennis into my, I don't know, late 30s. I love the sport, and it's just sad to think there's going to be no Wimbledon. And what is the U.S. Open behind? They don't have grass issues, but
there are words that are used to describe certain venues that we see. Wimbledon's main court has always been described justifiably as a cathedral.
And I
think that adds to the sadness in this. Yeah,
it does, Tony. It does. We'll move on to something, Tony, that's a little less definitive. The Independent in England is reporting that the Premier League, I know I didn't say that right, the Premier League is developing a plan, again, according to the Independent, to finish the last 92 games of the season by sequestering all the players after corona tests and finishing the season for television. Tony, this means that the players would have to be essentially quarantined for a short camp before these games, then for a month. Do you see this happening?
Well, I mean, I don't know what happens in another country. I'm going to stay with my own country. But when I heard about this, I heard there'd be no fans. I heard that they would play a whole bunch of games and everybody would be there together. I had that LeBron James feeling originally, which is, boy, without fans, the quality of games are diminished. People draw strength from fans pro your team and anti your team. And if they don't have it, something is going to be missing to me. These things are going to feel, I think, like scrimmages. They're not even going to be on big fields. They're going to be sort of out in the country somewhere, if I understand correctly. It's possible the British government is in favor of this because the Premier League in England is so much bigger than anything that we have here. Much, much bigger. And maybe they want to do this. And I get that part. I don't think they would do it here because I think government would let sports leagues make their own decisions.
Well, Tony, I don't think it's going to happen here because it was floated with basketball in the NBA and putting everybody in Las Vegas and letting them play like Summer League, but the real league. And then it gets shot down. Tony, here's the problem. The government may be in favor of it, but you tell me that some of the richest athletes on the planet are going to want to go and stay in a hotel room for like 5 weeks or more to finish this just as a television show. Tony, I know some of the younger players anxious for a paycheck would probably say, yes, we'll do anything. But Tony, I can't see the big stars doing this, whether we're talking about England or America.
So let me get to America for a second. The NBA shut down its league completely on one positive test. That was it. One positive test. If you were to try to do this for the NHL or the NBA in America, you could not have any positive tests. They would shut it down again. I mean, you may have to wait for a vaccine. Your safety is going to be the most important issue. So if this is a template for something that happened here, I don't see it.
I don't see it either, Tom.
Let me get to another story here. Let me move to football and the Los Angeles Chargers, who we always call the San Diego Chargers with good reason. Their incumbent quarterback now is Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod Taylor told the Orange County Register, I'm putting on the glasses, I want to get the quote right, if I'm calling the shots, I'll turn a lot of heads, unquote. Wilbon, if you ran the Chargers, would you have faith in Tyrod Taylor turning a lot of heads, or would you look out on the free agency market, moving into a new stadium, and see an unsigned guy who was a big star, Cam Newton, and go after him?
Tony, I understand the L.A. market. It's hard for me to think of that team as in the L.A. market. They are the San Diego Chargers. And they need stars in L.A. more than anywhere else, more so even than New York. And I understand the notion, that the attraction to Cam Newton, but you don't know if he can play. You don't know what he can do. He's not coming off one injury. He's coming off two, foot and shoulder. You don't know what the hell's going on. Tyrod Taylor, do I trust? I don't know about trust. But you know what, Tony? He's not been bad. I think his record is like 23-21 as a starter. I mean, I might. They look like they have some personnel that could play a little differently under Anthony Lynn and run the ball and be a power team. Maybe, but Tony, I'm not you. How much money are you going to commit to Cam Newton? How much is he going to want? Based on what you don't know and what you're not going to know until he gets on the field.
I got all those questions, the same questions as you. I wondered why Ron Rivera, who was the only head coach he ever had at Carolina, took Kyle Allen to Washington and didn't take Cam Newton. I wondered if that was a judgment. Tyrod Taylor is okay. That's all he is, pretty much, is okay. He started 45 games, Mike. He averages 99 yards a game passing and 1.1 touchdowns. So he feels like a placeholder to me. If they go with him, I'm assuming they would try to draft a quarterback this year. I'm not knocking him, but they had a team that was in the playoffs, not this past year, but the year before, with a good quarterback, with a star, and Cam Newton's a star. Was Tyrod Taylor ever 15-1? Was he ever the MVP?
No.
Do you bet on Cam Newton's health? That's what you're saying.
Here's what also Tyrod Taylor could be. He could be Trent Dilfer. You know, he could have that. Look, he's a pretty good quarterback, as you mentioned. Pretty good. But he can have that 1 year. Okay. Tony, we see pretty good guys break out and have a year in every sport. You know, I'm going to go real old school, Steve Stone. You know, who could be a 500 guy and then goes like 24-6. And you go, oh, my God. Maybe. I know it's tempting. Tony, you want stars?
The Bears, your Bears had Rex Grossman. He took him to a Super Bowl.
You know
not
what?
A star.
Tony, great example. Rex Grossman leading the Bears to the Super Bowl. I don't know if he let him. I'm going to mention some big stars. You want some big stars? How about Tiger and Phil? All right? Tony, you hate Twitter. But Twitter may give you something that you're going to fall in love with. Some guy with 49 followers. I mean, you'd have, you got more followers now. You're not even on Twitter. Tony, he says, we need sports. And so he tweets that he hopes Tiger and Phil will tee it up and have a rematch. And he sent, he tweeted at Tiger and Phil said, I'm working on it. Even if it's one camera, Tony, they could stage this according to this guy. They don't need one camera. There's thousands of yards between people. Social distancing is easy. Would you watch, and do you think this can happen?
Would I watch? Of course I would watch.
I know you'd
watch. There's nothing on television now. I watch the news for 20 minutes and I get afraid. I turn it off. There is no sports. Last night I watched Days of Thunder. It's a pretty good movie, but I can't watch it 47 times. I already know how it ends. I would love to see Tiger and Phil. I watched it the last time it was on. My problem with it is that you need to have some chemistry. If you're going to ask people to watch for about 4 hours, you need to have chemistry between the main participants. That was absent the last time. I wanted to yell at the set, lighten up, Tiger. Come on. I mean, talk to the guy. Make this happen. I would love to see it. And, Mike, I've thought about this. You have Tiger and Phil. You have their caddies. Each guy has a cameraman. I mean, would you watch it? I would definitely watch it.
First of all, this is the easiest thing to do. And look, I'm in Arizona, so I'm not in New York, where I understand things are more dire and the mood is more serious. Well, out here behind me, golf courses are open. And I went to mine yesterday at Desert Mountain. And let me tell you, you want social distancing? How about people being hundreds of yards away from you? How about the people you're playing with being not 5 feet, but 10 yards and 15 yards away from you? You got those towers out there that have the cameras. You don't need one camera. You can have the biggest production you want. And not Tiger and Phil versus each other. Tiger and Phil versus maybe Young Guns. How about the Muscle Boys, Koepka and DJ? You can do this with, you know what? The caddy can't hand you your club. You got to take it out your own bag. Is it going to kill you? No, it's not. It's easy to have social distancing. I've seen it.
Yeah.
You can have this, and they should have it. Should have it.
I would love it, and I love your idea about Koepka and DJ because I'd like to hear how Phil and Tiger would actually say off camera, you know, how much they hate them. I would love that. I'd love to hear that. Love to hear a little beef among these players. The big winner in this is this guy on Twitter who goes from 49 followers to being on the PTI show.
Big now, by the way, if we're talking about what we watched last night, I watched Pride of the Yankees with Gary Cooper. I know. I think I was explaining Lou Gehrig to the young one in my house. It was thrilling. But how many times can you watch Pride of the Yankees? Well, I probably watched about 10 times. Kevin and Ryan, get us out of here to something resembling a commercial break, and we'll be back with the happies after that.
GEICO has the insurance industry-leading app that lets you manage your policy anytime, anywhere, which means that GEICO is always there for you, if only everyone was always there for you, like animal control when you're cornered in your garage by an angry possum.
Hi, me again. You guys said you would be here about an hour ago, and I think the possum is starting to get angry. Listen, I thought if I fed it, it would go away, but now it is ripping holes in the drywall and making some sort of nest. Just call me back.
GEICO, always there for you with savings and the industry-leading mobile app.
It could be a routine drive to pick up the kids after school or an epic road trip across the country. No matter where your travels take you, we know those miles count. We're Marathon. We have over 5,700 stations across our great nation. Our people are working hard every day to provide you with quality top-tier gasoline to improve engine performance and fuel your life. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Let's go to the happies. We put on the glasses to read. Happy 26th birthday, Alex Bregman. Once upon a time, Alex Bregman and Jose Altuve looked like two of the freshest, most welcome faces in baseball. Bregman had a monster year in 2019. He had career highs in batting average, .296, homers, 41, RBI, 112, and walks, 119. But he and Altuve and all the other Astros got caught up in the cheating scandal from 2017 when they won the World Series. For all of Bregman's good works, including his donations of food to the Houston Food Bank during this coronavirus crisis, it remains to be seen how baseball fans will treat the Astros when and if baseball begins again. Wilbon, will people be so happy that baseball has come back that they will forget to boo the Astros?
No, booing is a part of why you go. For so many people, it's part and parcel. But Tony, I don't think they'll have any steam for it, or they'll have less. You know what I mean? I mean, they'll boo because that's what they know they want to do. But is there going to be passion in it? Is there going to be growl and bite in that? I think the longer baseball stays away, the less they'll have for that.
I agree with that. Happy anniversary, Duke. On this day 29 years ago, the Blue Devils got some revenge against the UNLV Running Rebels, beating them 79-77 in the national semifinal in Indianapolis. Duke would go on to beat Kansas in the championship game, But the win over UNLV was the jaw-dropper, because the year before in Denver, the Rebels crushed Duke in the NCAA final game, 103-73, a beatdown of legendary size. Nobody thought Duke would win a rematch over undefeated UNLV. The star power in those games was tremendous. UNLV had Larry Johnson, Greg Anthony, Stacey Augmon. Duke had Christian Laettner, Grant Hill, Bobby Hurley. Wilbon, do you think it's possible that's the number one victory ever for Duke basketball?
It's possible, Tony, but I would go back to 1986, I think, when they beat David Robinson and Navy in the regional final to get to the Final Four. I think Duke and Mike Krzyzewski then, we didn't know how it was going to turn out. I thought that win and getting into that Final Four, even though they didn't win it, was the big one. But Tony, this is a game that changed the history of basketball. If UNLV wins that game and wins a second consecutive championship, is Larry Johnson replaced Christian Laettner on that all-time college basketball team? Does Larry Johnson become the player on the dream team? Or maybe somebody else, maybe Shaq? But I don't think it would have been Laettner without that second title. Larry Johnson and Stacey Augmon and Greg Anthony, man, those guys were on to something. It changed history, I think.
Happy trails to the picture windows in Joey Gallo's Dallas apartment. The Rangers outfielder is getting some BP in his downtown apartment. Gallo has put up netting to catch the baseballs he hits off a tee. It's a lovely system. The only thing wrong with it is, A, what if he hits a ball through the net? And B, what if he shanks one outside the net? Then those lovely picture windows are going to be shattered and fall who knows how many stories down. Gallo has already apologized to his neighbors for the noise. Again, Joey, it's the glass you have to worry about.
Well, maybe it's shatterproof, although at 6'5", 230 pounds, it probably wouldn't take all that much for him to shatter anything. Tony, he's really the new Rob Deere, Dave Kingman, Ron Kittle, right? He hits like barely above 200, but he can hit 40. Take it out. Launch angle,
he can
baby.
Bang him. He can bang him. Yeah.
He can. All right. This means we're done. We're done with our Monday. We'll see what we're up to tomorrow. Kevin and Ryan, you can relieve us. Thank you. Back to you.
I love these guys, but what happened to Ravi? Huh?
What is the deal with Ravi?